Salvation Army band played, and the children drank lemonade, and the morning lasted all day, all day.
Through the open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day.
Welcome back to Building the Bach, and I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, Research and Development, or R&D, we talk with Thomas Erickson, the director for the Energy and Environment Research Center, also known as the EERC, in Grand Forks, North Dakota. And this research and development feature is brought to you by the Lodge at Deadwood. The Lodge at Deadwood was voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. I call that the triple trifecta. The next time you're considering a wedding, conference, or even a weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years. The triple trifecta. The Lodge at Deadwood. And now, back to our research and development feature with interview, Thomas Erickson, the director of the EERC in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Hey,
Mr. Thomas Erickson, when did you take over here?
I think October 22nd, I believe, was the official day.
And let's have a 90 to 120 day update.
Yeah.
Are your feet wet? Are you in the frying pan? Where are you at these days?
Yeah. Well, certainly I've been with the organization for a long time. And so we're not, as I told the staff, we're not throwing all the apples up in the air and seeing which ones we can catch. We're trying to do methodical things to produce change that generates more revenue for the organization, makes us more efficient, and makes us more attractive to the clients out there.
Where is the ERC today in terms of some of the projects that are going on, and just kind of a state of the union ERC, if you would?
Certainly. Well, certainly the strongest and largest area of activity here continues to be our carbon capture, carbon sequestration activities. Everything from working with utilities to identify new technologies, new methodologies to capture carbon from a coal-fired power plant, to utilizing that carbon in enhanced oil recovery, or just disposing of that carbon, placing it into a deep aquifer storage situation. That is by far our largest focus area, between really the capture and the sequestration. Certainly working, and there's a lot of overlap between that and our activities in the Bakken. I think you've just met with some folks to talk about some of those activities and things we're doing there. So, and there's certainly a lot of interest in looking at using CO2 for Bakken type activities. So we still continue to be very active with Bakken. And we still continue to be active in many of the different core areas that we have been for years, related to coal, related to biomass, renewables.
Where are we at with biomass these days? I haven't heard that term for a while.
Biomass has is challenged because of the logistics of getting a biomass resource large enough to make a facility economical. If you're talking about biomass to power or biomass to liquid fuels, that's usually the biggest challenge.
Cost?
Yeah, and it's the cost of transportation of the biomass.
Mm-hmm.
We used to say your biomass has to be gathered typically within a 50-mile radius of your facility, unless you provide a higher value-added product, and then you can go beyond the 50 miles. But for traditional power-type applications, usually within 50 miles is what you want it.
Are you guys doing much with the natural gas, the value-added side of the Bakken?
Yeah, certainly we're looking at a number of different things. We've dealt with the topics related to flaring and how you can, overcome some of those issues. But yes, on the value-added side, we're working with a couple of different companies right now, looking at projects to produce higher-grade chemicals from the natural gas products.
And really, we're talking because of the, my understanding is the Bakken has what's called a wet gas versus, say, a dry gas from Texas. And so there's a lot more ancillary or value-added products you can do. And so we're talking about feedstocks, nitrogen up here in by Grand Forks, fueling vehicles as well. How many other industries are we looking at that you guys are involved in or that you know about?
Yeah, well, certainly the fertilizer topic, and then just the value-added chemical side of things, how you can take mm-hmm. the natural gas as a whole, or the individual components of the natural gas, or in this case, the gas coming up with the produced oil. It's not necessarily just natural gas, converting that to various chemical products.
My understanding is the volume of the Bakken has gotten to the point to where the volume of that gas has attracted in the CHSs and the Badlands, NGLs, and et cetera. That's fair.
Yeah, and I think it's the volume of the gas and the fact that there's enough aggregation of that gas bringing it together. We're still not, I don't think, a huge gas play, but it's large enough to bring interest into those areas.
Sure, yeah. Okay. And on the flaring side, you're working with the Oil and Gas Research Council, the Industrial Commission, everybody else involved with oil and gas trying to reduce it. Any updates on that?
Yeah, we're just, there's right now the biggest focus is just getting more gathering lines, bringing it together. Our focus has largely been on just helping to identify the situation, identify the problem. So technology vendors, know what the real situation is. Mm-hmm. And that's been our primary
focus. Have you guys been involved with winter construction or anything along those lines to help out on that side of it?
No, we have not.
Okay.
No.
Are you involved with any of the infrastructure, whether it be some technologies to help out in the Bakken, anything along those lines?
Well, we are in discussions right now with the state. There's a funding bill that includes some funding for us to take a look at pipeline infrastructure and helping to understand the materials of construction and methods of construction, and to help propose adequate rules going forward for pipeline construction.
Just a comment on the integration or the relationship with ag and energy. Mm-hmm. Being in North Dakota now, energy's popped up in the last 5 years to challenge agriculture as the number one industry. And really, I see a coexistence and a merger between the two. What do you see?
Yeah, well, there's certainly a lot of synergy between the two, how they play off each other. On the ag side, just the topic of diesel fuel, for work in the fields and having adequate fuel is definitely an energy topic that relates. The topic of water. Water is something common to both the energy side and the ag side, and figuring out most appropriate use of water and looking at ways that you can use gray water and other water resources, maybe first for agricultural and then for energy applications. Mm-hmm. Is another one. There's always the idea of being able to use ag products to produce energy. Again, it becomes a little bit more challenged with the logistics. Certainly ethanol has been a success story along those lines. Biodiesel to a lesser degree. Once you move beyond ethanol and biodiesel to the cellulosic ethanol component, that we're still waiting to see whether that's going to be feasible or not from mm-hmm. an economic standpoint. There's some demonstrations right now that are in the play. And then just using biomass waste material from the egg processors. Sure. And turning that into energy. Again, it's very difficult to aggregate enough of that biomass material to make it useful for producing energy. It is possible in specific situations where you might co-locate with an agricultural facility that has either corn stover or something else that can be used for energy production.
Are you guys doing any research on natural gas transportation?
Not specifically in okay. terms of modifying or for vehicle use.
Yeah.
We have looked at and done transportation projects in the past that dealt with tri-fueling between E85 hydrogen and traditional gasoline.
I bring up the natural gas because I interviewed Ron Gibson, CEO of Questar, out their big energy company on the southwestern part of the United States. And they're building these filling stations down south. And UPS just signed, I think, an 800,000 fleet agreement with a filling station in Las Vegas. The engines are having trouble getting them over the Rocky Mountains, and so just comments on just the natural gas future, I guess, from where you're sitting.
Right. Well, in terms of using gas for transportation yeah. vehicles, it certainly if you have a fleet application, it makes a lot of sense. There may be challenges as well, obviously, but it does make a lot of sense in today's gas market.
To listen to the full-length interview with Thomas Erickson, the director of the Energy and Environmental Research Center, otherwise known as the EERC, or to listen to other research and development features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. And that research and development feature was brought to you by the Lodge at Deadwood. The Lodge at Deadwood was voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. The award-winning Lodge at Deadwood. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken.
Hey, I'm on my mind to the night. Hey, I'm on my mind. Hey, and they shut the factory down.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Make the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort part of your perfect winter getaway. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need in one place. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Visit deadwoodlodge.com or call 877-393-5634 and ask about gaming and spa packages. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort, Deadwood's newest legend. Call them at 877-393-5634.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.